It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramel for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here in the studio with another baseball coaches show. And we're going to talk to area baseball managers and coaches and get up to date of what they've did this past week. And we got a lot of baseball coming up today yet. We're all in the playoff mode now. So we're going to start out talking Madison Junior American Legion Baseball with Coach Jared Royland. He joins us by phone. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how fast the season goes, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a week and a half, and it's already August.
That's right. All right. Well, since we talked last Saturday, I think you just had one playoff game, right?
Yep. We started playoffs last night. Us and Dawson were in the play-in game. We went over to Dawson last night, faced them earlier in the year, and knew there was a bunch of things we could improve upon from that game. But our pitching staff had really improved, and we knew we just needed some bats, and that's all we needed to get to come away with a win and advance on into the playoffs. But our pitching was our rock again last night. Gavin Meyer started the game. He went 6 2/3 innings, and he was only a couple pitches away from getting out of that last third of the sixth inning, and so we had to bring in Carter Moen to finish that. But between Meyer and Carter, we gave up four hits, had seven Ks, six walks, and we did give up five runs, four of which were earned, but they battled all night and gave us plenty of chances to do something on the offensive side, and I really like this pitching staff that we have moving forward, going into next year to the varsity and the JV levels. They can throw strikes, they can keep their team in any game. It's really nice to have when us as a coaching staff talk about, you know, two or three on any given night, they can give you, you know, four, five, six innings, and you feel really confident with any one of those guys. And at this level, if you've got guys like that, you're going to be in every game. And they did that for us for the majority of the year. We couldn't quite have enough timely hits. We did end up leaving six runners on base, or in scoring position, excuse me. And we just break through with a couple big hits that would have changed the complete outcome of the game. Guys are doing good, getting on base, drawing walks, you know, putting the ball in play. We just couldn't have that.
Right.
Couldn't string three or four together to get some runners home, which is unfortunate. But it's a big thing that these kids need to learn, that, you know, you need to, one hit isn't going to score you runs at this level moving forward. You have to string three or four of them together to have an inning. And I know it hurts them and it hurts me, but it's a good lesson they need to learn moving forward, and I think it'll only benefit them, like I said, next year at the JV and varsity levels.
Right. What was the score? Final score there, Jared?
It was 5-1.
5-1. Okay. And then, do you have any stats there in front of you? Or?
Yeah, we had. So we had 4 hits, 23 at bats. So we were batted 174, which is lower than I'd like to see, and lower than we've hit for a lot of the year. But we had. So our lone run was scored. We were coming back in the seventh inning. We got Jackson Fernald got on with a single, and then he got moved over. Gavin Mortensen put the ball in play, and he beat out a tough play at shortstop, and so we had runners on first and second, and then the shortstop ended up throwing the ball away to the first baseman, and so then we got to second and third, and then just like we're supposed to, Jace Deline, with one out, he put a ball in play, and that brought Jackson around home to score, and that's how we scratched across our one run. We just need more of that kind of. I mean, outs are fine. We just need some more productive outs, not as many strikeouts or little ground balls to the pitcher and stuff like that. Outs that are productive and move up runners can be just as big as singles and doubles, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the kids definitely learned that, and they'll be better versed moving forward on into next season.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the game? That kind of wrapped up your season then, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep, that wrapped it up for us. So.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do, Jared. I'll give you a couple Saturdays here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about each player on the Junior American Legion team and give them some credit and see how they how they did during the season then.
Sure. Yep. Nope, that sounds great, Paul. Thank you so much.
All right. You bet, Jared. Thank you. Jared Roiland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson the month of July. All white wrapped steaks and chops, 20% off. Plus, Redhead cheese, also 20% off. So stock up on your favorite cuts and cheese for the perfect barbecue. And just a reminder, the Country Butcher will be closed on Saturdays throughout July. But don't worry, you can still grab these great deals. Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5:30. And once again, a reminder, closed Saturdays during the month of July. Shop the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
The Chippewa County Fair is bigger and better than ever. Come on over to Montevideo for the Chippewa County Fair starting Wednesday, July 30th and running through Sunday, August 3rd. All events are free with purchase of admission at the gate. Great entertainment. Thursday, it's the White Sidewalls. Friday, it's DJ Vibe Life. And Hicktown Mafia and Hairball Saturday night. That's right, Hairball Saturday night, sponsored by Kibble Equipment. Come on over to the 2025 Chippewa County Fair. Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. Matt Munson just come storming into the studio here. He made it just in time, Matt.
Yeah, just in time. I was listening to Jared finish up. I thought that he would take more time than he did, but I'm here now.
All right. We're glad you're here. That's for sure. So, yeah. So we're going to talk Madison Mallard baseball right now, the Land of Ducks League. How'd you guys do this past week?
Yeah. So, we came out with two victories, which were much needed for us. You know, we started the season or have been going through, I guess, more than half of our schedule just playing 500 baseball. So with just a few games left to play in the season, we knew that we needed to start rattling off some wins. And before last week, we had beat Appleton. So going into Sunday, traveling to Hancock, we knew that was a game that we really needed to win to keep moving our season along, keep adding wins to the win column. So, Hancock game, starting Brandon Bornhorst on the mound since, we haven't had Wyatt Halverson with the birth of his kid. But, Brandon, I guess we got off to a nice 2-0 lead after the top of the first inning there. But Hancock just kind of came out swinging. They know Brandon Bornhorst is going to be right around the zone. I think they started the game with four straight hits. So Hancock was able to push two runs across that first inning. And from there on, defensively we had some miscues as well. Second inning was kind of much of the same. They had some hits, we had some errors defensively, and Hancock was able to score two more runs. But, just like last year when Brandon faced Hancock and they scored some runs early, Brandon kind of settled in and worked most of the game at a nice steady pace. And defensive got better, and we scored some runs. So in this game, we were able to tack on runs in both the fifth and the sixth inning. Some of that is due to the Hancock pitching staff and us taking a lot of walks and hit by pitch the last couple games, and then some timely hitting. But we were able to push more runs across. I think we ended up scoring 9 runs on the day. Matt Inger came in, and he worked the bottom of the ninth inning and to quickly shut him down 1-2-3. So that win improved us to 6-4 in Land of Ducks play, and it was a much needed victory for us.
All right. Then what?
Next
game.
So the next game, a familiar foe, Minio, who we hosted on Wednesday night, and that was a makeup game from, we were supposed to play them on Father's Day, but we, with all the rain that caught up and some tile line issues on the field, we had to reschedule. So made that game up on Wednesday.
They're one of the top teams in the Land of Ducks.
And they generally are. So I guess for us, it's, we kind of come into the league, we're always, it just seems like whatever happens, we're always just kind of right at 7-5, and we're at the 5 seed. It seems like it's been that way for many, many years. And, usually Minnesota's in that top 4. They've had lost some key players this year, but, so far on the season, they kind of just picked up right where they left off, and they've been having. I think we both came in, or they came in with 7 wins, 3 losses. We were at 6-4, so it was a very big game for us to try to move up in the standings. So, but we came out, and we had Brandon Hill on the mound. We knew that we needed to get some runs early, and the guys pretty much performed that way. Again, we benefited this game from a pitching staff that gave up a lot of walks and a lot of hit batters. So I think we had a total of 14 on the day. But going through the game, we were able to get a hit by pitch and a walk in the second inning and score a run. Carter Amlin hit a home run in the third inning, and then the fifth inning, more walks, a double, a single. And 6, same thing, walks and a key hit, and all of a sudden we have 5 runs. And, we were able to keep holding off Minnesota. They would get a runner on or get a couple hits in an inning, but, at most they were only scoring one run an inning. So we were able to get Brandon Hill through 5 innings. He pitched very well. And then we turned to Blake Wolfschlager. Blake Wolfschlager hasn't had many innings for us. Last year he didn't pitch as well as he would have wanted to. But we were able to go to him with us kind of being short on the pitching side. And he was actually able to go the last 4 innings. He gave up 2 runs, 2 of them earned, but he threw the ball very well, limited his walks to only 1. So we were very pleased to be able to put the big lefty out there and for him to do the job needed. So we moved on with a record of 7-4 with that win. And beating Minnesota 7-4 as well. Despite all the walks on the Minnesota pitching staff, we only had 5 hits. So, we wish we would have hit the ball a little bit better, but with the walks and the timely hitting, we still fared out good on that end. But defensively, I think both teams did not have an error. So you don't see that very often in many games, especially town teams. So it was a good, clean defensive game, and I guess it was kind of fun to be a part of.
All right. Yeah, and that's a good quality win there for you guys.
Yeah, very good quality win against a top team. And, you know, I think right now with where the standings are at in the Land of Ducks, I think we're probably tied with Cottonwood, I believe, at 7-4. I think Cottonwood has a game with Rosen left, and we have a game with Morris on Sunday. Okay. Minneota actually, I think, dropped their last three games of the season because they lost last night in Ortonville. So, okay. So Minneota did drop to 7-5 and kind of fell in the standings. So, you know, I think if we... you know, basically, if we beat Morris and we need Cottonwood to lose to end up with a four seed and get that bye in the region tournament on Sunday. But, you know, if we both happen to lose, there's still that chance to get the four seed based on a three-way tiebreaker.
So the top four teams at the end of the regular season, they get first-round byes in the playoffs?
Yeah, essentially a first-round bye. So how we have it is our region, it's all the teams in the Land of Ducks make the region tournament. And there's a 12-13 game on Friday, that's single elimination. And then the winner of that plays the five seed, and then you know all the other remaining seeds play that Saturday as single elimination. So it is really nice to get that top four. It would be nice for us to get that,
right.
You know. But we're sitting in really good shape in the standings. I think when I look at it, we'll either be four or five, unless there's something wild happen that I'm not thinking of. So. You know, and then the region tournament next weekend, we're hosting it in Madison. So it'll be nice to play that at home. Hopefully we'll get
Friday,
some fans.
Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sundays. Yep. So there will be a single game Friday. That would be that play-in game, the 12-13 seed. And then we have four games on Saturday and four games on Sunday. So we'll hope for good weather. There's a lot of baseball to be played. You know, we finish up the season against Morris. At 2 o'clock at Madison Memorial Field on the Legion schedule. I mean, it's I don't think that game time will move around. I think Legion will work around us.
Okay.
As we got to get some seating stuff done. But
has Morris lost the Land of Ducks League game yet?
They have not. Okay. Yep. So they already clinched the number one spot in the Land of Ducks, I guess, and the number one in the region tournament. You know, I think they do have a couple losses on the season. They played in the Jordan tournament here, I think, a week or so ago, facing some really tough teams. So
Tanner Pesce hit two home runs in that tournament.
Yep. Tanner Pesce hit two home runs, I hear. So he doesn't really skip a beat. I mean, you're kind of used to that.
Yeah.
So, but it should be a good matchup on Sunday. We look forward to finishing the season at home and, you know, we'll maybe have some fan appreciation type things going on that day. So if you don't have anything else going on Sunday, you can come check us out at the ballpark.
And what time was that again?
The game's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock at Madison Memorial Baseball Field.
Yep, that's okay. Correct.
All right. Well, Matt, good luck with that. And we'll already be in the playoff mode next Saturday for the baseball coaches show then, right?
Yep. Everyone's in playoffs. So, yep, should be a good time. And, yeah, we'll just if you're not doing anything today, you guys, anyone can come and watch the Legion tournament, as I think there's three games here in Madison.
Yep, we'll talk about that here in a little bit with Caden Fernals. And, hey, by the way, you did a great job of grilling the brats and hamburgers last night.
Yeah. I guess the limited supply we made, I think we did a good job eating them for the people that were there.
Yeah.
So
that was a hard rain, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was unfortunate. You know, it's we kind of felt like it was going to rain in the morning, and then felt like we're going to get a shot in the afternoon, and kind of thought we were in the clear. And
yeah,
that just wasn't in the cards last night with the rain that fell and how hard it was and how long it lasted. So, but the field looks like it's ready already this morning.
Yeah.
It looks like they'll be starting at noon.
Yep, we'll talk with Caden Fernals here in a little bit about that. So, all right, Matt, thanks for rushing into the studio here this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
All right, Matt Munson, manager of the Madison Mellards. We'll take a break, come back and talk with Madison Legion coach Caden Fernals right after this.
Gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Now through August 17th, play free daily in the Quick Rewards app and earn bonus plays with every eligible purchase. For example, grab one with hot food, that's two bonus plays. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, all the way to a $250,000 grand prize. So open the app and get climbing. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See complete details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day, With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could sell grain from your office, from your tractor, from the local coffee shop? What if you're on vacation, the market runs, and you want to sell? With CargillAg.com, you can. Anytime you have internet access, you can sell your grain to Cargill. By signing up for a free account through your farm marketer or sales support rep, you can manage all of your Cargill activity, including tracking all of your grain contracts, scale tickets, and more. You can also sign documents with the Cargill e-signature. Sell grain and check the latest futures prices. Contact your local Cargill representative or visit CargillAg.com.
Only two more shows left in the Appleton Summer Concert Series. And this week, the Riverview Park Bandstand welcomes local favorite Charlie Roth. Since growing up, has gone on to a very successful musical career, performing classic hits as well as many original songs. Charlie is joined by musician friends from Texas to London, England for this performance, so you don't want to miss it. Refreshments will be served, so bring a lawn chair and a friend to Appleton, Riverview Park Bandstand, this Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Plains Tribe. Ride painted ponies on the sunset sky.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coach Saturday morning. We're going to turn our attention to Madison American Legion Baseball. Post 158, I believe, right, Caden?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, I got to throw post 158 in there. So. Caden Fernals joins us. He's the manager coach of the Madison American Legion team. And they're in playoff mode right now. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you had a couple games this past week, Caden. Why don't you tell us about them?
Yeah, we started the week on Monday in Castlewood and picked up a 17-5 win. They were a pretty young team and struggled some, but still nice to get a game and get some arms, a couple innings here and there. And
yeah, do you usually go over to Castlewood, or is that just a one-time thing? Or
I just picked that one up this year because we only had, I think it was 7 regular season games scheduled, so tried to add a couple games on for us.
Good. All right. Any stats on the game? 17 runs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we put up 17 runs on 13 hits. And, yeah, I mean, we had multiple guys with multiple hits and drew a lot of walks. So, good game to kind of get guys going. We actually, I let the guys pick their own positions for that game just to have a little extra fun. And
oh, nice.
Didn't turn out too bad.
So. Yeah. That's nice. Okay, you got the book there in front of you. Got any stats on that game then?
Yep. Davis Patzer went 2-for-3 with an RBI. Gavin Meyer went 2-for-2 with an RBI. And then Tyler Earp and Nolan Smith, who have been swinging hot bats, both went 3-for-4 with multiple RBIs. So good to see that from those two towards the bottom of the order, kind of lengthening the order for us.
Okay. Pitching?
Then for pitching, we kind of went with a bullpen game just to get guys some innings. Started out with Matt Arndt on the mound throwing 2 innings, giving up no runs. And Nolan Smith threw 1 inning, giving up an unearned run. Landon Weber got on the mound and threw 1 inning, giving up 1 unearned run. Then Tyler Earp got on the mound, threw an inning, giving up 3 runs, 2 earned. And then Davis Patzer finished it off with an inning, striking out 3. So on the day, we threw 6 innings at 11 strikeouts, only 2 earned runs. So pretty good pitching for us.
Good. All right. Any more on that game then, Caden?
That's about all I've got.
Okay.
For that game.
All right. And then what next? What was next for the Madison Legion?
Next, we played on Thursday in our opening round of the playoffs against Prinsburg. So we won that game 11-0, so it was good to pick up a nice, solid win for the first round of playoffs, save pitching a little bit.
Yeah, I did that game on the radio. It was a close game there until about the fourth, and you guys exploded for a bunch of runs there in that fourth inning, I believe it was, the fourth.
Yeah, it was nice. We were able to put up 3 in the second inning to kind of knock their pitcher out so we could save them for yesterday. And then, yeah, in the fourth inning, we put on another 8 runs to seal off the victory for us.
Okay. All right. Stats on that game.
For that game, we had 6 hits as a team. Both Tyler Earp and Nolan Smith had 2 hits that game as well with multiple RBIs. So good to see them coming up with some clutch hits for us. And then on the mound, Davis Patzer threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 0 runs and striking out 4. And then Matt Arndt finished off the game throwing 2 1/3 of an inning, striking out 3.
Yeah, Nolan Smith and Tyler Earp, they had some big games. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, their bats have really come alive over the last couple of games, and it's good to, you know, just lengthen the lineup out, and it's really good to see from those.
Yeah, they're
big clutch hits, too, driving in runs.
Yeah, and they're in the bottom of the order there. That really helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we're pretty solid all the way through, which is good to see and makes life tough on opposing pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was that final score again?
Final, that one was 11-0.
11-0, okay. And that was a combined one hitter, I believe.
Yeah, I believe their leadoff guy got a hit, and that's it for them.
Yep, okay. All right. That was the first playoff game, right?
Yep. And then we were supposed to play last night, but that got rained out, and then that game will be today at noon against Granite Falls.
All right. Yeah, the Legion playoffs begin, and I think you're in the Southwest pod, or there's like 4 pods, right?
Yep, we're in Southwest or Southeast.
Yeah. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about how the playoff brackets work? Because it goes fast, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So basically our south half of our district is built up of 8 teams. Then those 8 teams get split into brackets of 4 for the first round of playoffs. So we're in a bracket with us, McRae, Granite Falls, and Prinsburg. And whoever makes out of that one will play the winner of the other bracket of 4 and next weekend.
Okay.
And along with the North teams and that.
Right. And where's that next? Is it in Montevideo or the higher seeds next week? Or how does that work? Do you know?
The first round will likely be in Montevideo if they come out of their bracket. And then on Wednesday or Saturday, Sunday, it'll be probably either in Minnewaska or Parker's Prairie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Up there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, just want to encourage people to come on down to the Madison Memorial Baseball Field today at noon. And how many games are in Madison today since the rainout last night?
Yeah, there will be 2 games today, so it will be our game first, then the loser of our game will take on McRae.
And who's that? Oh, take on McRae. The loser of your game will take on McRae after the noon game then. Okay.
Following our game, yep.
And then Sunday would be the championship game?
Yep, so Sunday will be the winner of our game between Granite will host on Sunday, and that will be the championship game.
Oh, okay. All right. Real good, Caden. Thanks for the information on the Madison Legion team this year, this week then, and we'll see you in a couple hours.
Yeah, thanks, Paul, for having me.
You bet. We'll be broadcasting that Madison-Granite Falls game starting at noon today, and we'll take a commercial break and come back and talk with Tyler Ottoman of the Rosen Express right after this.
Hello, this is Eddie Massey with Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton. At Farmers and Merchants, our bank is locally owned and operated. We pride ourselves on customer service and working with our customers to achieve their short and long-term financial goals. Beyond banking at Farmers and Merchants, we have a full-service insurance agency. Please feel free to give us a call and talk with one of our employees regarding any questions you may have at 320-289-1454 or visit us on the web at www.farmers-merchants.com. Farmers and Merchants, you'll find us friendly.
Saturday, August 2nd, the Hanley Falls Fire Department presents Made in Dixie from 8 to midnight. Alter Eagle Entertainment before and after Made in Dixie. Be sure to get your gun raffle tickets from any Hanley Falls Fire Department member. There will be a burger feed from 5 to 8. The burger feed benefits the local trap team. It's a street dance with Made in Dixie. Saturday night, August 2nd. Falls, be there.
Summer is heating up, and so are the savings. Don't miss the sizzling summer deals happening now at Midwest Machinery. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select units with no money down. Own the John Deere 1023E compact tractor with a loader for as low as $20,400 or just $340 per month. These are hot deals ending on October 31st. Visit Midwest.com today to explore all the deals. Midwest Machinery, your trusted local John Deere dealer.
And we're back with the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to travel over to Rosen and visit with Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, kind of another cloudy day. Did you get some rain over there last night in Rosen?
Not over here. We didn't really get anything, so okay. We missed out on that.
Yeah, you're kind of on the northern part of that. We got a downpour in Madison, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of surprised to hear from the Legion boys that the game didn't get played. But, over by Rosen, we missed it.
Yep. All right, let's talk Rosen Express baseball. How many games did you have since we talked last Saturday?
Since we last spoke last Saturday, we just played the one game on Sunday, and that was played up in Clinton against the Clinton Cards. Rosen headed up there, and we end up losing 10-4, but kind of the game started in the bottom of the first. Clinton had scored a run, back-to-back doubles, and then Rosen responded in the top of the third with two runs. Evan Ingesmo got on with a base hit, and then Peyton Rademacher got walked, and then Caden Mortensen got a fielder's choice with RBI, and then Davis Patcher with a single, and Evan Kraft with an RBI single to get a 2-1 lead. And then from there, Clinton responded in the bottom of the third with a run to tie it up, and then the bottom of the fourth, Clinton scored three runs to make it a 5-2 game. And then from there, it was kind of Clinton scoring a few runs in the bottom of the sixth and in the bottom of the seventh. But Rosen responded with two more runs in the top of the eighth to make it a 10-4 game. Stats on the game. Leading the charge for Rosen was Davis Patcher with two hits and a stolen base. Other hits were Caden Mortensen with a hit in RBI, Preston Kraft with a hit in RBI, and then Evan Ingesmo with a hit. And for pitching, Caden Mortensen started on the mound for Rosen. He went three innings, giving up seven hits, six runs, which all six were earned, walking three and striking out one. In relief was Christian Canton. He threw two innings for Rosen, giving up two hits and one run, walking two and striking out three. And then in relief for him to go in the last three innings was Damian Plotsky, going three innings, giving up three hits, three runs, three walks, and three strikeouts.
Okay. All right. And what was that final score again?
The final score was Clinton 10, Rosen 4.
Okay.
And that puts us in a league play 4-7.
Okay.
And our final game would be tomorrow in Rosen at 2:30 against Cottonwood.
Okay. And that wraps up your regular season then, right?
Yes, it does.
Wow. Goes fast, doesn't it, Tyler?
In a blink of an eye, it seems like it's almost done already.
Yeah.
So
you got your last game tomorrow, Sunday afternoon in Rosen at 2:30 against Cottonwood.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after that, we will figure out seedings, and everything will be played in Madison the first weekend next weekend for our region play.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it goes fast. Is it single elimination or double elimination right off the bat? I can't remember.
On Saturday, that will be all. There'll be a one game, the bottom two seeds to get into regions.
That's Friday night.
12
yep.
seed. Yep, 12 and 13 seed play. That's technically not a part of the region, so the winner of that's single elimination to get into regions. And then Saturday, that's all single elimination, the bottom eight seeds in our region single elimination. So if you make it to Sunday, it's all you're guaranteed the next week. So Sunday is double elimination in our region play.
Okay, and all those games at Madison Memorial Baseball Field then? So.
Yes, correct. In the first next weekend, then the following week, in the first weekend of August, that's all held in Dawson. So, fans near Madison, Rosen, you don't have to travel too far to get to the playoffs. So,
and watch some great baseball.
Yes, yes.
Okay, anything else, Tyler?
Not that I can think of.
All right, real good. Thanks for the report on the Rosen Express this morning. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you, Paul.
All right, that's Tyler Ottoman, manager of the Rosen Express. We'll take a break and continue with the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Get ready. The largest free fair in western Minnesota is back. The Stevens County Fair, August 5th through the 10th in Morris. Rev things up with the Enduro Race Thursday. Catch Easton Corbin with special guest Hunter Girl Friday night, live on the Insurance Partners Inc. stage. Sponsored in part by KJ Country 96.5, Viking Garage Door, and Engelbretson's Disposal. Saturday brings the thrilling MRA Rodeo. And Sunday, the Demo Derby. Free gate, free parking, free grounds acts. Details at StevensCountyFair.com.
If you follow Country Hearthbreds on Facebook and Instagram, then you already know that their cute little mascot, Loafy, really knows his dough. For instance, he knows that rising dough is a good thing, but rising grocery prices, not so much. The bakers and Village Hearth Buns agree, so they've lowered the prices on dozens of products. And to help you save even more on the only breads and buns that are baked locally and delivered fresh daily, Loafy suggests visiting countryhearthbreads.com/coupons to print a coupon or two and save a buck.
Lots of entertainment at the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. Thursday, July 24th, it's the Windinger Band from 5 to 8 o'clock. Friday the 25th, 8 o'clock, it's Rhino. And Saturday, Kayla Daniels from 4 to 7. And then Dance the Night Away Saturday night with Roxbury. Come on over to Canby for the Yellow Medicine County Fair starting Thursday, July 24th. It's the 50th annual Good Old Days and Threshing Show in Hanley Falls, Saturday, August 2nd, and Sunday, August 3rd. Come celebrate 50 years of pioneer power. 10 a.m. Saturday, just for the kids, it's the Pedal Tractor Pull. Parade Saturday and Sunday at 1:30. There'll be many demonstrations and food is available on the grounds. Located on the grounds of Minnesota's Machinery Museum, 8 miles south of Prairie's Edge Casino. Check Pioneer Power Threshing Club Facebook page for all events and updates. That's the Good Old Days and Threshing Show, August 2nd and 3rd in Hanley Falls. The Chippewa County Fair is bigger and better than ever. Come on over to Montevideo for the Chippewa County Fair starting Wednesday, July 30th and running through Sunday, August 3rd. All events are free with purchase of admission at the gate. Great entertainment. Thursday, it's the White Sidewalls. Friday, it's DJ Vibe Life. And Hicktown Mafia and Hairball Saturday night. That's right, Hairball Saturday night, sponsored by Kibble Equipment. Come on over to the 2025 Chippewa County Fair.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party. Dora's 25th Anniversary Slimy Fun Events and Hair-Raising Rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA. MallofAmerica.com.
Come on over to Marietta for Marietta Hometown Days this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will feature a tractor, semi-pickup, and modern equipment pull at the ball field at 4 o'clock. From 8 to midnight, live music at the Marietta Legion. There's all kinds of food and fun for everyone. Sunday starts with the Marietta Fireman's Pancake Breakfast from 8 to noon. There'll also be a church service at the City Park at 10:30. Lots of vendors in the City Park as well. Sunday, it's the Car and Pickup Show at the City Park from 1 to 4. Kids Tractor Pull will start at 1:30 Sunday, sponsored by Stamp Seeds at the City Park. Bingo at the City Park at 2:30, and then a beanbag tournament, double elimination, Marietta Legion at 2 o'clock. It's Marietta Hometown Days this Saturday and Sunday, and you're invited over for the fun, brought to you by the Marietta Hometown Days Committee, and a proud sponsor is Prairie Sun Bank. Paul Ramo back here in the studio. Looks like that wraps up our baseball coaches show for another Saturday. Just want to remind everybody, American Legion baseball playoffs continue today. There'll be two games at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. The first one is in the winner's bracket. Granite Falls will take on Madison at noon today, and you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92. And then the winner of Granite Falls and Madison will play in the championship game tomorrow in either Granite Falls or Madison. The loser of Granite Falls and Madison will play immediately after and take on McRae. Dawson American Legion team, the senior Legion team, they won a late game last night at Nelson Field. I believe the score was 6-1 over Bold. And an elimination game there. So Dawson, they're going to travel over to Montevideo this afternoon for a 4 o'clock game with the loser of Montevideo or Redwood Falls. Monty and Redwood Falls are in the winner's bracket over there. They'll play each other early this afternoon. And so the Dawson Legion will play at Montevideo at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And that's another Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
It's 9:49 at Q92 Radio. Graham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP FM.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Sir City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's a bony but a goodie. Sir City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. I'm a woman in the city, but it's still a woody.
drops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon